basically the planet versus plastic at this point. Experts are meeting in Ottawa right now to discuss how we can tackle plastic waste and meet Canada's zero plastic waste plan. According to data from the Government of Canada, Canadians threw away 4.4 million tons of plastic waste in 2019. It's hard to imagine this issue getting any better as we continue to just toss stuff away and not recycle it as well as we probably could. Joining us to talk about this meeting in Ottawa and how we can take steps to address plastic waste across the planet is Antea March, lead researcher with the Global Plastics Policy Center at the University of Portsmouth. Good morning to you, Antea. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you've hopped across the pond. You're in Ottawa yesterday for this summit on how to address plastic waste. Tell us a little bit, give us kind of an overview of the Global Plastics Treaty. What are we talking about here? What's the plan?
Sure. So as we know, that plastic pollution is a huge problem. And to date, national policies are quite limited in their effectiveness, and they tend to focus on waste management rather than targeting the root cause. So on this basis, nearly 200 nations endorsed this Global Plastics Treaty through the United Nations Environment Program to end plastic pollution. So this plastics treaty could be sort of likened to the Paris Climate Agreement, but for plastics. And it's an opportunity to transform our existing plastics economy, not to eliminate the use of plastics, because it is a useful material and has a role in our society, but rather to change our relationship with plastic and ensure that we're not polluting as we go. So there's five rounds of negotiations, each a week long, and we're on number four, which is hosted by the Government of Canada. And at each negotiation, the countries come together to decide what are the right policies to drive this transformation of the plastics economy to one that is more sustainable and more just and includes human rights.
Very interesting, Antea. And as Canadians, I know that we feel a lot of responsibility to do our part for the earth, to do our part when it comes to recycling. And I know that so many types of plastics can be recycled. And I think about the plastic soda bottle that I bring to the bottle depot and get that recycled. So why is it, is this a case that the other parts of the world aren't doing their part? Are there some types of plastic that simply cannot be recycled? How does that break down?
So I think there's a couple of things here, and one of the things the treaty is trying to address is not only recycling, because recycling is what we call an end-of-life management system, so you're dealing with it once it becomes waste, whereas what the treaty is trying to do is also include the upstream stages that's associated with resource structuring, manufacturing, processing, how much plastic are we creating in the first place? And I think it's a combination of things. In a lot of parts of the world, there's not enough infrastructure to manage the waste that is produced. The relationship we have with single-use plastics is we create far more than we'll ever be able to recycle. So I think what's up for discussion at the moment is how do we change our relationship with plastic? And one of the early victories that are emerging, something that is a lot more tangible, is how do we switch back to reuse systems? You know, many of us actually used to do reuse. When you think about like the glass milk bottle systems, some countries you return all your soda bottles or your beer bottles. So how can we reuse products rather than just throwing them away? Many plastics only get used for 1 minute. I mean, that's madness. That's resource that we're just throwing away. And So, there's a lot of options on the table looking at how do we ensure that there is a minimum recycled content in plastics to encourage plastics to be recycled. How do we ensure things that things are reused or refilled rather than being discarded? And there's a number of different policies on the table, and that's what we're here to do this week, is discuss which of these is going to have the most impact and have the least impact on our economies and human rights and jobs, etc. So as you can imagine, it's quite contentious. We've got some economies that depend on plastics and others that are just being inundated with waste that they are not generating.
You know, and as you said, it's not really, you know, our individual use. It's more manufacturers, et cetera, right, who really probably need to be targeted at the start of this path of plastics. I mean, Andy mentioned it in our tease earlier about those massive plastic garbage patches that exist in the ocean that are made up mostly of plastic. So how do you get a manufacturer to even sort of think about, well, I should change the way I do it?
Absolutely, and that's, I think, one of the golden questions. And there are a lot of manufacturers and a lot of industry representatives in this space that are saying we need policy and legislation to help level the playing field and encourage us to do what is needed. Because without that policy and that legislation, there's no incentive, not only legally but also financially, for industry to shift their practices. And one thing we need to also be mindful of is not just switching to other materials that might have other impacts that we haven't accounted for. You know, there's a huge shift at the moment to biodegradable and compostable plastics. But because these have been so fully defined and the settings under which they biodegrade or are composted is usually industrial, there's a lot of what we call greenwashing and a lot of misinformation. So consumers are buying products that they think are better for the environment, but that hasn't actually been proved. So without the policy and the legislation, it's very unlikely that you're going to see these shifts happen by themselves.
Interesting conversation. Thank you for your time, Antea. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Antea March, lead researcher, Global Plastics Policy Center at the University of Portsmouth.